tag to In the Bleak Midwinter. And thank you to Paul Cartwright for putting together this wonderful little iPad stand. Look at that. So, the tag, everybody. So we are in the key of G, but we're starting on sort of a strange chord there. Hopefully we can figure it out. I will give my heart. So the G is what the tenors have. I will give my heart. I will give my heart. I will give my heart. And then I will give my heart. So here's our tag. One, two, ready, and go. Okay, let's work on the vowel. Let's get it nice and open and more towards an ah. I'm hearing too much of the diphthong in there already. Ah. Feel that from the bottom. Bass, go. Ah. A little higher. Ah. Now all four parts. Ready, again. Now, we're going to make that musical, and we're going to find a little phrasing in that. Now, the first pitch, we have three beats on the word I. Okay? All three beats of that first chord need to have a slight swell and crescendo to them. Not getting like fortissimo loud, but there's got to be forward movement and energy and spin. Okay? Here we go. One, two, ready, and sing. Excellent. So on the give, some of you are just hanging there, the top two parts. The others have moving pitches. We're going to get a little softer on each of those three-quarter notes on the word give. Okay? And then when we get to the give, I need the distance, the crunch, that's between the baritones and the leads to have a little bit more of a duel, so to speak. Okay? Bring your volume and lean into that second interval a little bit. Again, I. Ready? Give. And quieter. No swell. And back down. Good. And we want more of a dentalized D sound rather than a hard T sound. So it's not heart, but heart. That way. Okay. Basically, just kind of touch the tongue to the roof of the mouth and let it stop the sound. Good! That was nice. Let's try that again. Do the third verse now, all the way through the song. So this is, oh, what can I give him? Poor, remember, poor, not poor. Poor as I am. Here we go. That's not bad, you know what? We sang through the tag like four or five times there, and we only went down about a quarter of a step. That's good. Can you blow that one more time, David? Can everyone hear that? Oh, what can?
Yeah.
good. Some really nice things in there. I'm still kind of playing with the phrasing, whether I want to do like 4-bar phrases or 8-bar phrases. Thank you for watching and following along. What I really like, though, is our sensitivity to just some of the places where I want to speed it up, some of the places where we're going to take our time and love it. You guys were really paying attention, and there's some really great things in there. Measure four. For as I am. Okay, if we can keep that brighter and more forward place, that's going to allow that nice little resolution between the tenors and the basses to work a lot better if we match those vowels. I'm going to do the phrasing a little bit differently this time, okay? So we're going to do longer phrases, less breaths in the middle. Okay, so watch you here, and let's do the third verse again. A little under, but not bad. What I prefer on this third verse is actually to go a little bit slower, and I'm probably going to take more phrases, more breaths in the middle of that, so we can really tug and pull on some of these tempos a bit more and really bring out some of the text a bit more, because this is a crisis moment, okay, that someone is witnessing this event and wants to bring a wonderful gift to a newborn king, but they've got nothing, and they're agonizing over this until they realize that the perfect gift has nothing to do with monetary value at all, okay? So I need to feel in some of the resolution and places where there's that sort of dissonance before we get to the resolution points. We need to make that a little more filled with angst, if you will. It's not an angry, it's just this feeling of almost hopelessness as you're one person in a great big universe trying to figure out what in the world they can contribute. Which is a great metaphor for 2020, right? Perfect. Let's do the third verse again. I think you're starting to see where I'm going with that. You're buying what I'm selling. That's good. I'd love it if the SH sound in the word shepherd was just a little bit longer. If I were a shepherd. Not loud, just a little bit longer. Kind of makes it soft and woolly like a sheep. Okay? See if that sticks in your memory bank. Okay, this time we're going all the way through. Including the tag. Third verse at the end. Let's see if we can keep it in that key. We're consistently lowering about a half step. Oh, what can I give him? Sorry, wrong verse. nice, yeah.
On that, the second line from the end, are you saying, oh, what? It's not written that way.
No, it should just be, what can I give him, right?
No.
Yeah, just what can I, but yeah, some people are singing the O in there, which it's not. So in the third verse, the last phrase right before the tag, it's just, what can I give him? It's not, oh, what can I give him? Okay, no O there. There's no O. No O. Just like it is in the music. Good. So, let's now talk about all three verses back to back. First verse, what's the words for the first verse?
In the bleak midwinter.
Right, just the title, right? In the bleak midwinter, that's how it starts. What is our dynamic level at the beginning?
Fairly soft.
Yeah, so kind of like a mezzo piano kind of approach there. And we're going to do it pretty evenly metered through on the first verse. Not a lot of interest until we get to the water hardest, or iron, or what is it, water, something like a stone. What is it?
Yeah,
water like a stone. Water like a stone. They're just going to be just a little bit slower on the words, a stone. But otherwise, everything that first verse is going to be pretty much straight through. Second verse, how does it start? Angels and archangels, right? Yep, okay, that's our second verse. What are we going to do with our dynamic level? Yeah, we're going to bring it up. It's the whole angels and cherubim and blah, coming down from heavens, and it's going to be bright and energetic, a little bit faster, okay? Then we get to the third verse, which we just talked about. It is, what's the first word? Yeah, this one starts with an O, doesn't end with an O. Oh, what can I give him? Okay, that one, we're going to bring it down soft again, and it's going to be slower. Okay, so medium soft, pretty even tempo. Andante, walk tempo. Second verse, a little bit louder. All the angels, more exciting, faster. And then the third one brings it way down. It's going to be slow. Okay, so let's perform the whole piece now. Yeah, raise the eyebrows. Get a nice, good, tall space inside the mouth. In the bleak.
Oh.
Good. We're going to continue to start doing a little more finesse work on that. But I feel like we're in a pretty good place. Most of us, I feel like, have our memory on that one down pretty good. Am I right?
Right.
Feels that way. Minor little things here and there. But now you see the overall sort of shape and arc to the whole song, right? Okay? I'd like to even, what's the word I'm looking for? Contrast the different dynamics and tempos a little bit more next time. That was, even though we did some of it, it's not quite to the level of differences and degrees of contrast that I'd like yet. But that was pretty darn good.
Reminder, this is, you staged completely from your learning track.
Is it different?
Yeah, it's a thunder one. It's so quiet, you can barely hear it in the third.
Yeah.
You've changed it.
The wise man stuff I want loud, which we've done. So, but yeah, I think that's I think that might be the way to go. I like it. Cool. Thanks, everybody. Good. Let us.